Open your Bible to Mark chapter 11. I want to talk to you a little bit, and then we're going to go to prayer time. But I want to talk to you before we go to prayer time. And I prayed and asked the Lord if I could have liberty to do this tonight. I have a lesson from Proverbs already prepared. It's right here. It's ready to go. I have a handout. We'll just save it for next. Next week we got Brother Carl Ogney coming to preach here. I'm looking forward to that. So we'll be back in Proverbs in a couple weeks. But I want to tell you I want to read you a verse, and we've preached from it before. This is Wednesday, Wednesday night, when I got saved, Wednesday night was referred to as prayer meeting service. That's what Wednesday nights were. If you went to church on Wednesday night, you went to Wednesday night prayer meeting. And I'm glad we take time to pray for things on Wednesday nights. I'm glad we're taking time on Sunday night before the service to pray. And I just want to encourage you tonight along the matter of prayer. When you go to prayer on Sunday night, when you go to prayer here on Wednesday night, even in your own personal prayer time, I just want to encourage you tonight. Look at verse number 24, Mark 11. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire. This is Jesus now. He's already told them in verse 22, have faith in God. And then, you can move mountains. And then it says in verse 24, therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when you pray, believe that ye receive them and ye shall have them. I've used these things for soul winning meetings, this verse for soul winning meeting recently when Brother Mick was out of town and I did the devotion on Tuesday. I like those words in this verse, desire, pray, believe. Desire, pray, believe. And folks, I do believe that really makes a difference in seeing our prayers answered. When you and I take it very seriously and we get a burden for it and we pray in faith believing. I've had a busy stretch. I told you all that with the cancellations last year of having to go to Madagascar. And now this year I was just in California. Then Monday I was in Oakley, Kansas for a couple of days. Got back about 1:30 this afternoon. But when I was in Oakley, Brother Steve Barr, actually traveling on Monday, Brother Steve Barr, down at Faith Baptist Church in Eureka. You remember that was one of our reseeding Illinois churches some years ago. In fact, they're celebrating their fifth anniversary this coming Sunday. They've had 34 folks saved and baptized in the 5 years he's been in Eureka. That may not sound like a whole lot, but folks, that's a small, small town. And plus other folks attending church who were not in church 5 years ago. They were out of church for whatever reason, but they're in church now down in Eureka. And he said, Brother Angel, he said, when you get a chance, call me. I just want to share a blessing with you that I think will make your heart rejoice. And the folks at Faith Baptist, and they're very appreciative for the part that the church had in starting the church there. Some of you folks were down there to pass out literature and visit and so forth. But they've been needing a building. And I hope he called Brother Minkowski on this. They've been needing a building. And they've been asking the Lord, but just nothing's opened up. Nothing's opened up. But they've just been praying, God, give us a building. And like we've been praying for Brother Jason and Quincy, God, give him a building. He said a couple Sunday mornings ago, he said, a fella came in just as I was starting to preach, just been in a couple minutes into the message, and he sat in the very back row, and he was a middle-aged man, and he said, I could tell he was just caught up in the message and listening. He just zeroed in and seemed to be under conviction, and Brother Barr said, he said, for some reason that Sunday morning, God had put on my heart to preach a whole salvation message, which, preachers don't often do that. On a normal Sunday, they work salvation into a message, refer to it. But to preach the whole message on salvation was a little unusual. And he thought the man was under conviction. But he didn't raise his hand for salvation, didn't come forward. And then the next day, on Monday, Brother Barr got a phone call. It was this man. He said, I was in your service yesterday morning. I'd like to come talk to you. And Brother Barr thought, I told him to come on over to the little place in the storefront where they are there. And he said, he was excited. He thought maybe the man was going to get saved after all. He said, the man came in and sat down and he said, I want you to know I'm a Christian. And he said, I'm a Christian businessman and I own 10 or 11, 12 buildings in this part of Illinois. And I own a building in this town. And he said, several weeks ago, God put it on my heart and told me to give a church one of my buildings. And he said, I just decided I wasn't going to do that because it just didn't make much sense to me to give a church a building. And he said, the truth of the matter is, Pastor, since I disobeyed God, my business has dried up. He said, I haven't sold a building. I haven't been able to buy anything in for these months after I disobeyed what I know God told me to do. My wife and I were talking about it the other day, and she told me, she said, honey, God's dried the business up, and he's not going to get it going again until you obey him, make this right. And so he said, I set out to find a church to give a building to, and I determined that I wasn't going to give it to a church that didn't preach salvation and the gospel message of Jesus Christ. And so he said, Pastor, he said, I came here to tell you this morning that you and your church, I'm giving you a building. He gave him a 4,800 square foot building with a full basement the same size, which that's not counted. So it's almost 10,000 square feet building. Brother Steve said it's move-in ready. He said he's doing things with and Chase. It's not going to cost us a dime. He said, now, Brother Angel, I don't have the deed in my hand yet. He said, so I'm not sending a letter out saying that we've been giving a building, but he said, I don't see any reason why it's already in the works, and I've already talked to the people in the area, and the people in the legal people, and he said that this is going to happen. And I said, Brother Steve, would you please call Jason Minkowski and tell him this testimony? But here, Brother Barr and his church have been given a building, move-in ready, to have for a church there in the Eureka area. And the church has been praying for that. Now, I was in Oakley, this was Tuesday. I got into Oakley. You don't get to Oakley, friend. Oakley is in northwest Kansas. I had to fly to Dallas, catch another plane, fly to Garden City, and then drive an hour and 45 minutes, a preacher with the preacher. It's out in the middle of nowhere. We passed through Scott City on Highway 83, and when we passed through there, I think Greg Payne told me he worked in Scott City, and he did. There's nothing out there, I'm telling you. It's in ranchland, cows and people, more cows than people. That's the honest truth. That's the honest truth. So anyway, so I get to the motel at 5:30. He's picking me up at 6. I'm speaking to the ladies and girls from 6:20 to 6:45. I'm teaching from 7:05 to 7:45, and then preaching the 8 o'clock service. I did that Monday night. I did that Tuesday. I spoke 6 times in 2 days because the other pastor that was supposed to be there couldn't make it. And so this was on Tuesday, and I'm rejoicing with him, Brother Barr, on the telephone. And then on Tuesday we went to lunch, and I was at Pastor Braun's church. And this is where, if you remember, his teenage girl 3 years ago, was it 3 years ago, came up to me at the close, my first time out there, and came up to me at the close of the service and said, Pastor, and we talked, and she's the one that said, is there anything I can pray for you about? Now, if you remember that story or not. And I took out a 3x5 card and wrote down the names of 3 families in our church that so badly wanted to have a baby. Now, if you remember that story or not. And that young lady began to pray. And she said, I will pray for these families to have a baby. And it wasn't long until the Harrison family had a baby, or showed up expecting. And then, of course, little Owen was born. And then, and in the meantime, I saw her in Oklahoma City, and she asked me, do you have any news for me? And I'd forgotten about her. And do you have any news for me? And I looked, and I said, yes, I do. The Harrisons are going to have a baby. And that smile on her face was worth everything in the world to see. And then I had the joy of telling her later that now the Paynes are going to have a baby. And so we were out to eat for lunch on Tuesday. And she said, how are the Harrisons and the Paynes and their children? And I said, they're fine. And she said, I still pray for them. And she gave me a little envelope here. So, Sarah, you and Jana, if you come up here tonight, just walk up here, come on up here. And she said, I have something I would like to send back to Mrs. Harrison and Mrs. Payne. Could you give it to them for me? And I said, sure. And come on up, please. Okay. I saw this pendant out shopping, and I thought of you too. I hope it will be a special memento of what God has blessed you with. I will continue to pray for both of you. God has been good. And this a little pendant that just says, for this child, I prayed. And, boy, man. So there's the pendant, and here's the little note. Y'all can share it. And I was asked to pass that on to y'all tonight. God still answers prayer. We pray for revival in our church, folks. Pray with faith, believing. Because God still answers prayer. Praying for God to convict the hearts of lost people and draw them to Christ. Pray in faith, believing, because God still answers prayer. The problem is not on God's end. The problem is not on God's end. The problem is on our end. Whatever the problem is, it's with you and with me and with humans, and we just need to get it fixed. And I was just so reminded in one day. I talked to Brother Barr about 9:30 Tuesday morning, and then at the table for dinner on about 12:30 Tuesday. I was just so clearly reminded of how powerful the privilege of prayer is if we just pray as Jesus tells us to, in faith believing. And so I asked the Lord to make it clear to me if He wanted me to share this with you tonight instead of teach the book of Proverbs chapter 3 and to give these ladies this thing in front of the church. But He made it clear tonight through some things that Brother Jellison said in his testimony and others, and what some things he told me in the office. He had no idea I was going to do this. Some things he said in the office back there that God just gave me the liberty tonight. And we're going to go to prayer in just a minute. And we're going to go to, that's why I say prayer time for last. We'll take the offering at the end of prayer time in just a little bit. But we're going to prayer time. And as we go to prayer time, I hope that you'll go to prayer time with a renewed confidence in the promises of God. That may not always come when we want it to come. But we just need to pray in faith believing and do as God said, because we still have a God who hears, and not just hears, but answers prayer. Amen.